The internet and mobile phones are coming back in Kashmir. Delhi had placed its only Muslim-majority state under an unprecedented lockdown after it revoked the state's special constitutional right to self-governance just over a month ago. The internet may be back, but it has not diffused tensions between India and Pakistan. The two nations have fought wars over Kashmir. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi made a serious accusation at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva today.
I shudder to mention the word genocide here, but I must.
He said the people in Kashmir face grave threats to their lives. This is what India's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Vijay Thakur Singh, had to say.
The world is aware that this fabricated narrative comes from the epicenter of global terrorism.
Across the world, Kashmiris are protesting. Sumaya Telly is a British Kashmiri writer living in Boston. For her, resistance takes on the form of fashion and art. One of her images, a woman in a red farron, has become the face behind Kashmir's resistance movement.
A farron is the most traditional form of Kashmiri clothing. It's worn by both men, women, children alike. It's a warm, enveloping tunic-type clothing, but with pockets. The pockets are the best part. Yeah. I mean, I have memories of my grandmother, and she would always have something great that would come out of her pocket at just the right time. You know, like a piece of candy, a little coin for me, or my favorite was the dried coconut. I have loved always wearing it. I'm not just wearing it today because we're doing this talk on Kashmir.
I mean, it looks really comfortable.
I wear it. Yeah, I wear it all the time.
So, Sumaya, you created this image of a woman in a red farron holding an unraveled scarf. I don't know if it's a hijab or we'll call it a scarf. She looks really strong, really defiant. Where did you first get the idea to create this image? Why was that kind of important in this moment?
So let me just describe it a little bit.
Yeah, please do.
So the image is, like you said, a woman in a red farron. And instead of the traditional embroidery, she has a map of Kashmir embroidered on that neckline. And she's walking forward with a purpose. Her eyes are looking down as if pushing through a storm that is trying to billow away her cream-colored shawl. And her hands, which are holding that shawl, are poised so that in such a way that you can't actually tell whether is she wrapping it around herself or is she in the act of letting go? So the image actually is inspired by a photograph that I took, and it was of one of my friends who was the model. I had done a photo shoot on the beaches of LA. I wanted to amplify Kashmiri voices, Kashmiri women wearing Kashmiri clothes, photographed by a Kashmiri woman. The story, you know, I wanted it to be all about Kashmiri women and their voices, because prior to that, a lot of images, if you Googled the word farron, you would see Bollywood actresses, Indian actresses dressed up as Kashmiris, appropriating Kashmir and Kashmiris.
This was before August 5th. August 5th, of course, is the date that India decided to take away the limited autonomy of Kashmir. Mm-hmm. How did you feel on that day?
On that day, I felt like I had to do something. I had to do something other than just cry, because that's what we all felt like doing. My sister was actually visiting me from the UK. She's a dentist, but she's an amazing artist. We had no idea this was going to happen. When this all blew up, what I could do in my limited capacity was just go to art. I woke my sister up, actually. It was very late. She was just about to go to sleep. We'd put all the kids to bed. And I just woke her up. I said, Zareen, you have to do this. You have to do this. And so this was a piece of digital art she did on her iPad. We used the photo that I just described as inspiration. And it took her about 2.5 to 3 hours to do this with me sitting right by her side, giving proper big sister instructions. No, do it like this, do that, raise this. It just came together so perfectly. And I know this sounds like a cliche, but we knew we were doing it for Kashmir.
So it's really caught on, but I gather not everybody's embraced it. What happened when Hindu nationalists got a hold of this image?
The right-wing Hindu nationalist group took this image and really violated it. In a way, they colored her shawl into the Indian flag and Hinduized her by putting the red bindi on her forehead. Sorry, this is quite emotional for me, because it was quite triggering for a lot of us to see that, because it was a direct visual sort of representation of what India does to us, does to Kashmiris, the way that India tries to appropriate and erase our identities. This was just a direct visual representation of what that is.
For you, for Kashmiris in general, is independence and freedom the end game?
Yes, absolutely. While we want the end to the communications blackout, it's about so much more than that. Ending this blackout would not be doing us a favor. This is our right. I don't want people to get under the impression that we'll be celebrating once this blackout is over. The irony is that people inside this open-air prison of Kashmir cannot see this image, you know, that we've just been talking about.
Right.
And it's so representative of them. The only way to connect to the rest of the world is when they actually leave Kashmir. What I really want to say is, like, ask the Kashmiris. You need to ask the Kashmiris what they want, and you need to listen to them, because that has not happened in the past 7 decades.
Sumaya Talley, a British Kashmiri writer living here in Boston, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.